Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for February the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Just a quick update on the FDA thing. We talked about the FDA at the end of the last hour. Donald's doing some great stuff. We highlighted that. We highlighted two scandals that the FDA is involved in, and the mainstream press continues to cover it up. But now there's a headline that says the FDA steps up the oversight of dietary supplements. And so this is an example. By the way, this is in USA Today if you want to go look it up. But this is an example where I don't know how to say this exactly right. What the government does is they lay off the drug companies, but they step up abuse of the natural dietary companies. And it's a big, long story, but they say that they're tracking down in a goal to protect, Kurt. You want to respond to this?
Why don't they get this idea that they can just protect us by leaving us alone, Sam?
Because they don't get a bunch of money for that, Kurt.
Yeah, I know.
And then how do you destroy America unless they're completely in debt and unhealthy and all that kind of stuff?
I mean, just imagine if we made America great again and we looked back and we said, let's see, you got the founding fathers. Don't think we had any FDA. And we didn't have anybody telling people you can't use that or you can't do this. You know, if people wanted to use something, they didn't expect their government to approve it. They just, checked into it and said, well, my neighbor was using that, or Joe.
Yeah, the court of public opinion, Kurt.
It turned out okay for him, or these people, I trust them, and they're good people, and, I'm going to check it out myself. But no, you got to get the government stamp of approval before it's okay. Well, some of the people I know, when it comes to FDA approval of something, they say, well, that means it's not something I want to use.
And that's kind of the problem, is that the FDA is destroying their reputation. And at first, Kurt, early in the Trump's administration, I'd be the guy going, hey, why doesn't Donald shut this down? Look, Donald should know that this oversight of the dietary supplement, is a disaster. When's Donald going to shut this down? Now I realize the swamp is so deep, I don't know that Donald can shut it down, Kurt. I mean, he might try, but he'll just have a big old lawsuit for the big pharma drug companies, and half of the Republican Party or more will be against him, and it'll just be an absolute nightmare derail. What else can't you get done if you go into this quagmire? And at some point, the president's got to stand above all this and say, hey, what can I focus on and actually get the best bang for my buck, or the most return for my efforts, or the least blowback and the least kind of internal warfare that I can on this thing? And so I am saddened to see that the USA Today is promoting Food and Drug Administration steps up oversight of dietary supplements. I'm concerned about that because I believe a lot of the good, healthy solutions that are natural and God-given and God-ordained and whatever you want to say, and a lot of these people are going to be in trouble as they step up the oversight. The drug companies are going to get the skate. They're going to get the walk. They're going to be able to do whatever they want. And if you look at the last hour of stories we talked about, breast implant folks are just creating a massive scandal. The vaccine people are creating a massive scandal. And what we have is government protection for those guys, and then government stepping up oversight of these private natural companies. I'm very concerned about this. The problem is I don't know who to go to. Who do you call, Kurt? I mean, I get that Donald can't do everything. I mean, can he really just spiral down into this and then have another lawsuit and just get all derailed and attacked? And I mean, at what point can you put what political capital to what items? I mean, it's just overwhelming, right?
Well, yeah, as we always say, it's a target-rich environment. That's, certainly a lot of things to do. The president would have, he's got stuff to do 6 at least.
I think they ought to just basically get Kurt and put Kurt in charge of the FDA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One of those shut-her-down kind of plans, you know. And some folks, they literally think that you are some kind of a hater for, health and all that kind of stuff. And yet, think about it, ladies and gentlemen. What did we have for all those years in America? And how do we get the best, for example, if the government was really in charge of, supervising cell phones and making sure that, the proper cell phone was allowed and everything, where do you think we'd be? I think we'd be lucky to be past the brick phone, at least in my opinion. And yet we see this time and time again. You got especially people in particular industries that want to protect their, maybe you call it their business or whatever. They want to get the government to,
pull the lever in their favor.
That's right.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, I know there was one guy who would have shut down a government agency if he could. It was Ezra Taft Benson back in the days of Eisenhower, and he was appointed to be the Secretary of Agriculture, Kurt. And he did a phenomenal job. He wanted to shut down the agency, but he wasn't able to. And so if you became the FDA, what do they call that? Commissioners are? What would you be? The FDA president? No. What would it be called? Division head?
Yeah, one of those things.
Anyway, the FDA dude.
The dude,
And you can't say that. What's wrong with you?
Oh,
well, that would suggest binary.
You can't say ladies and gentlemen.
That is correct. Can't say sir. And that's just as offensive. In fact, that's even more offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all I can tell you, though, is if Kurt was in charge of that dude, and Kurt was to basically say, we're not, I'd like to shut it down. And then they said, no, you can't. And then Kurt would at least try to do his best to create honesty and accountability. So he would hold, for example, the breast implant folks responsible and stuff like that. And he might have a little less oversight of these dietary people.
Well, the people that have all the power, as far as I can really see, are the Congress, who basically doles out the money. And they are the ones who could typically just basically say, hey, we're not going to have this anymore. But the problem is, Sam... Man, that loses them a lot of contributions, if you will.
Too many socialists up there, huh, Kurt?
Well, I think so.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dellenpole kind of has a situation that, in my opinion, is really the same discussion, but it seems completely different, right?
Well, yeah, in this guy's case, Dellenpole is an author for Breitbart, and his article is entitled, Why is Britain's Richest Man... Sir Jim Ratcliffe, moving to Monaco, Ask Ayn Rand. Now, one of the things I was going to ask you, you ever heard of this richest man of Britain, Sir Jim Ratcliffe?
No.
I had never heard of him either, but they say he's worth about $21 billion. And he's heading to Monaco and going to be depriving...
Well, probably because he wants to be called Sir, and they don't allow people being called Sir because it's hate-filled over there in Britain, and so he wants to just roll somewhere where he can be called Sir, maybe.
No, I think in Britain is where he got, got the Sir knighthood or whatever
the Sir designation. Yeah, that's got to go away, Kurt. It's just pure
but
evil.
But now he's going to be heading to Monaco, depriving the treasury there in the... in
UK.
The UK of $4 billion in tax. And
hey, come live in Utah with me, buddy. I'll help him with that tax.
They say this is more tax. I didn't want you to find music.
Yeah, you didn't, Kurt. You don't know what you really even want.
I know. I guess I don't.
No, sir.
Anyway, the article says, the $4 billion in tax is more tax than the entire bottom 40% of the British population pay. And this author says, that's because none of them pays any tax at all.
Oh, they're kind of like Amazon.
Yeah, good point. And this is where at least you might, if you're Ben Carson, you might speak up and say, hey, I think God has a system. It's called the tithing system at 10%, and it would be paid by a little by everybody, not more by those who have more. You know, it would be a greater amount, but it's still the same percentage. Anyway, this article goes on and says, to understand why Ratcliffe is leaving, you need only glance at the reaction on social media. Some people hate him because he's a Brexiteer. That means somebody leaving Brexit.
I think the guy's phenomenal.
Some people hate him because he's a supporter of the fracking industry.
Whoa.
Some people hate him because he was given the bauble of a knighthood and therefore apparently should give up the financial acumen that made him so rich and just accept whatever indignities and constraints the British government wants to inflict on
him. See, that sir is under attack, my friend.
That's right. Some people hate him because...
Hold on a minute. What about an article where people would say why people like this guy? Could we do something like that, or would that be just crazy?
Well, that's sort of what we're doing by just saying...
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Anyway, they say some people hate him because money belongs to everyone equally. So if you get rich, that's kind of like theft, isn't it?
Money belongs to everyone equally? Well, then I got a question.
That's the socialism, communism.
When is Barack going to start writing me checks?
Oh.
And Hillary. And Ocasio-Cortez. And Bernie Sanders.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Sir Jim Ratcliffe, he's a Brexit guy. He's got a bunch of cash, and man, they hate him for every reason under the sun. I kind of like the guy, though. I kind of like the idea that I want to preserve my cash. I kind of like the idea that I want to get involved in Brexit. I kind of like the idea that I want to be free. Anyway, the guy's heading to Monaco, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right, Sam. There are those who think he's just an evil dude for doing that, trying to keep his money.
They forget about the fact
that the guy has 18,500 employees, has an industrial and chemicals business. I'd never heard of this one, but, you know, it's a pretty good size business. It turns over a lot, does a lot of business, and a lot of people make their money that way. But the other thing I thought was interesting about this story You know, he says, because of the way the European Union and all this has, well, doing this whole regulation and everything else, he says, there's huge costs, increased costs of energy, and he says it's driven artificially high by the European Union's war on fossil fuels and their embracing of costly, inefficient, unreliable renewables. You know, and then he...
by the way, like wind and solar, Kurt.
Well, yeah, when the government starts getting into things that they're not supposed to be in, and that's exactly what's happening there. It's
yeah, by the way, it just ruins something that could be phenomenal.
Here. Yeah.
By the way, it could be incredible right. if they just get the heck out of it and quit manipulating it.
It messes up the market.
And regulating it, that's right. And so I don't want to be down on the solar and on the wind side of the discussion.
Right.
I want to be down on the government's regulation and manipulation and subsidization of the discussion.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And he goes on to say in an open letter that he wrote last week to the president of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, he says, nobody but nobody in my business seriously invests in Europe. They haven't for a generation. Everyone in my business does, however, invest in the USA, Middle East, or China, or indeed all three. The USA is in the middle of a $200 billion spending spree on 333 new chemical plants.
Oh, no, by the way, compliments of the Donald.
Well, yeah,
to a great degree. You know, I'm not giving him all the credit, but I'm saying at least he's being friendly to the agenda.
When you get less regulators, less people driving business elsewhere, then they're going to come there. China, he says, has spent that sum annually for many years constructing its own chemical building blocks. Europe, not so long ago, the world leader in chemicals, has seen its market share in the last decade alone collapse from 30% world market share to 15%. And Lord Ratcliffe.
And on the road to more. Collapse, by the way, because there's continued regulatory manipulative policies, Kurt.
It's like New York, you know, in America, you know, the states, you'll see them doing that same thing. New York,
I mean, they're running around hitting jobs, Kurt.
That's right. Says, this is an industry that employs over 1 million people in high-quality jobs in Europe and five times that in indirect jobs, you know, and he's teaching people about how you got to have a good economy. You know, if you don't
and
have
how it's
business,
not single sourced,
kind of
it's a layered reality of businesses
right.
and support businesses and right on down the line. It's an economic lesson from reality check, no doubt.
And he says Europe is no longer competitive. It has the world's most expensive energy and labor laws that are uninviting for employers. Worst of all, he says it has green taxes that, at best, can be described as foolish, as they are having the opposite effect of how they were intended. And, you know, at least this is a perfect time to throw in this idea. Remember, they want to pass this, what is it, New Green Deal or Green New Deal here in America?
Yeah, that's Ocasio-Cortez's psychotic notion of deception.
And this guy, you know, in his move and his letter, he basically tells him how stupid that is. And the Dellingpole, the author there at Breitbart, goes on and he throws this part in. He says, this is one of the reasons why in Britain Ratcliffe has campaigned for an acceleration of the so far all but non-existent fracking industry. And he says, Britain is sitting on trillions of tons of cubic feet of shale gas, which, if exploited, would dramatically bring down the cost of energy. Indeed, it appears that Britain's Boland Shale is even more rich in gas than Texas. Did you know that, Sam?
I had no idea. I think that's great news around the world, where every country could be made great again if they just follow these principles of economic reality and the free market and do it. But again, see, they don't want, Kurt, you to be free. They don't want you to live happily, and they don't want prosperity to come to you and all this kind of stuff. They don't. Everything they do is against those things, right?
And yet you think, Sam, that if the real lovers of the earth, you know, would understand that.
The real lovers of the earth do understand, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, the ones that so-called lovers of the earth
would
understand
that. Yeah, the ones that just fake this stuff.
if you're going to get gas and the oil and things that you need to warm your house and run your car and do the things you need to do, if you get it locally, doesn't it make it better on the earth instead of having to ship it?
Yeah, but that's only if you're honest in your discussions, Kurt. That's kind of why when I attack the solar and the wind industry, I'm not attacking the free market in those technologies at all. I'm attacking the discussion that every wind turbine sold, every solar panel sold, has to have some kind of government subsidy and some kind of government regulation to be viable. I don't think so. In fact, I think that's the problem, why we don't have it rolled out already faster, sooner, better, cheaper, smarter, more, all these things. Okay, and it's the same thing here.
Yep. And
I support
right
the getting
the
of the shale or whatever you want to say in the oil or the natural gas and using these things to decrease costs and you know, bring about prosperity locally to these people in Europe and everywhere. Okay, I want to make Europe great again too, Kurt.
Good point.
I'm not even there, but I hope the best for those people, right?
And that's right, yeah, for every people.
Like everybody ought to put on an oil face and stuff like that.
That's right. And right at the end of his article, he says, Ratcliffe is leaving Britain, in other words, for the same reason all the wealth creators in Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged fly off to Galt's Gulch. Entrepreneurs are there to do business, create value, and be rewarded for their efforts. It's amazing, not to say astonishingly depressing, how many people there are in Britain right now, including many, if not most, politicians who do not get this. Yeah, and he finishes his article and
says, by the way, as long as they're on the public trough, Kurt, they'll never get it.
Yeah. He says, if I were Sir Jim Ratcliffe, I wouldn't be hanging around for Theresa May to screw up Brexit and Jeremy Corbyn to gorge on what's left of the carcass. I'd be off like a shot, wouldn't you? Now, the only thing I'm going to add, that's the end of his article, but the only thing I'm going to add, Sam, is that I believe these guys like Sir Jim Ratcliffe and, you know, you can put whoever else fits in this, you know, high, I don't know, wealthy kind of area, that they should invest in their country. And what I mean by that is I don't mean by investing in, more chemical plants. But what I mean is invest in honest, good government to make sure that they have a friendly business environment, if you will, Sam.
Yeah, they could invest in honest media that would highlight this reality check for them and stuff like that. And they could fund good people doing good things and people working on the solutions. But again, there seems to be a disconnect, though, right?
If they don't, they can literally be put right out of business and have all their assets and things that they've worked hard to get taken away by what I'd call the evil governments, Sam.
Unfortunately, I can't agree more.
Yeah.
I say unfortunately because I wish it was the way you were saying, Kurt. It's one thing to complain and be right, and we commend him for complaining and being right. We also commend him for basically, look, moving to a place where the environment is more friendly. Oftentimes, I get the need to do that for pure preservation purposes, right? I mean, I get it. But Kurt's point's well taken, too, that at some point you got to stand somewhere and fight. At some point
and
you got to put your money where your mouth is for solutions.
Yeah. And if he was, you know, like I say, I'd never even heard of him until this story. Imagine, though, if he had spent some of those dollars, some of those pounds or whatever, making sure that, you know, the business environment and the freedom that he needs to survive were, you know, strengthened there in the UK. Maybe you wouldn't have to go to Monaco.
You could actually make, what, the UK great again, Kurt? Might be an idea.
Whoa, imagine that.
That wouldn't be MAGA. What would that be? NACA?
Yeah.
All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders making another run for the Democratic presidential nomination, making the announcement in an interview on Vermont Public Radio this morning.
We began the political revolution in the 2016 campaign, and now it's time to move that revolution forward and make sure that that vision, those ideas are implemented into policy.
The 77-year-old Sanders says he's running to oppose President Trump and enact many of the progressive ideas that he, Sanders, championed in 2016, including universal health care, a $15 minimum wage, and reducing student debt. The president's emergency declaration at the southern border spurring a lawsuit by the Democratic attorney generals of 16 states led by California's AG, who calls the emergency declaration presidential overreach. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
He's trying to sell a book, but the mere fact is that he's a liar.
That's White House Strategic Communications Director Mercedes Schlapp, who says that former FBI Director Andrew McCabe has no credibility, and he's been accused by President Trump of treasonous acts. That after McCabe's 60 Minutes interview on Sunday night.
He was obviously fired by the FBI. We know he's lied on multiple occasions, including under oath, and he's a partisan hack.
Meanwhile, after McCabe claimed that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein was willing to wear a wire to record President Trump to perhaps have him thrown out of office, a charge that Rosenstein has repeatedly denied, there are multiple reports that Rosenstein will leave his post next month and that a nomination for his replacement could be announced as soon as this week. Longtime consumer advocate David Horowitz has died. He was best known for an Emmy-winning TV show called Fight Back. And this is USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam Bushman with an audible on the show. What's an audible, Kurt? When I just change it on the fly, is that how it is?
Yeah, the quarterback is standing there, and he's usually going to go for a certain play, but then he says, I see it looks like we need to change things, and so then he calls an audible.
Yeah, so I called an audible real quick there.
Very good.
Because it relates to the stories. What I try to do is I try to add the stories that I, myself, and Kurt bring to the table into a big notes file that I got, and I add them in the order that I get them. But what I do is not only do I add them in the order that I get them, but oftentimes if stories are like-minded, then I try to put them together. And so it's not exactly all in a row as we get them, because you do want a first in, first out kind of mentality in general, so the stories don't get dated and old. On the other hand, when stories are like-minded, you want to pull them together. And last hour, we did that with the FDA quite a bit, right? Well, anyway, now we're talking about this Dellen poll, why is Britain's richest man leaving the country? And it talked about energy and fracking and all this kind of discussion. And so I thought I'd reorder a couple of stories that we've had, and I got two of them. Headline says, coal plant closed down despite Trump's pleas. The second one says, over half of U.S. coal plants have closed since 2008. So here's an example, Kurt, where Donald's trying to do his best to keep this stuff alive. He promised that he would, but the swamp is so deep, it's not only the federal government, but it's the states as well. They're hostile. And the rules put in place by Barack Obama are just, out of this world, regulatory nightmares. Headline says the Tennessee Valley Authority voted to close down the Kentucky coal-fired power plant, bucking pressure from Donald Trump to keep it running. the 7-member board of directors for the Tennessee Valley Authority, or the TVA, voted almost unanimously, which is their way of not telling you who voted against it, right, to shutter the remaining coal-fire-powered units at its, quote, Paradise fossil plant. Anyway, they said it'll close down by December 2020. The vote came despite what they call, quote, public arm twisting by Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to keep the plant open. Coal is an important part of our electricity generation, and the generation of it needs to be seriously considered regarding all factors before we close these power plants, they say. The president tweeted, coal is an important part of our electricity generation mix. Anyway, they say coal is an affordable and reliable source of energy that we can find right here in Kentucky, locally. It powers the lights in our homes and it employs thousands of hardworking Kentuckians, Mitch McConnell, senior senator, said right after President Trump's tweet. Now, coal has helped fuel our country and its greatness and needs to be part of our energy future. Well, that, along with this other story that I find fascinating, over half of U.S. coal mines have been closed since 2008. The number of active coal mines in the United States has shuttered dramatically, with half of the mines operational just a decade ago now shut down, fueled by, listen, years of regulatory burdens and, quote, stiff market competition. The U.S. coal industry continues to suffer from, quote, contraction. There was a total of 1,435 operational mines back in 2008. That's a year when, quote, coal production reached a peak. However, a report from the Energy and Information Administration, did you know we have one of them? One of those? An Energy and Energy Information Administration. They say that now it's plummeted, and there's only 671 plants by 2017. And they say the Appalachia region experienced the highest amount of closures. Both underground and surface mines have experienced closures between the, quote, 9 to 10 year time span. 60% of underground mines shut down, while surface mines contracted by 49%. I guess the Illinois Appalachian Basin had the highest number of mines in the U.S. And they say that even there alone, 750 underground and surface mines shut down. The dramatic decline in the shutdown of mines coincides directly with what they call the drop in demand for coal, faced against, quote, cheap natural gas. But again, it's all what you subsidize, Kurt, and manipulate, because now they're acting like gas is the golden goose and you got to subsidize gas. And so they call it, quote, gas subsidization, and what they called subsidy-backed renewals, stringent government regulations, and they say coal-fired power plants across the country have been rendered uneconomical under the previous administration. And they say fossil fuel producers were burdened with many critics because of the war on coal. At the same time, state governments continue to, quote, raise their mandates for renewable energy requirements. And the states and the municipal governments are trying to eradicate coal from their mix of energy solutions entirely. And energy analysts expect coal consumption in 2018 to be the lowest in over four decades. Trump, of course, campaigned on a platform of breathing life back into the coal industry, has led, listen to this, an unprecedented deregulatory effort since taking office. But they say it won't be enough, Kurt. You want to respond to this?
Well, this is how the swamp reaches out, Sam, from, you know, Washington, D.C. and all so many areas. You've got all these non-government agencies, you've got the TVA, these authorities, they call them. And so many times they're bureaucrats that are unelected, and yet man, they almost seem like they have more power than the ones we elect.
Yeah, it's true.
In this case, power is not, you know.
And this is where I think President Trump, I mean, they said he's on an unprecedented deregulating effort, doing the very best he can. But again, every time he does something, then they sue him, or now he's got to deal with the lawsuits and the derailing. It's very, very, very difficult to dismantle. But the road we're on is disaster. I mean, it's just, wow. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention that, you know what, I believe personally that we need coal and natural gas. I'm for, you know, but I want to know which one's the most viable in the marketplace without government regulation and or subsidization, Kurt. Get the government manipulators out of the mix and tell me what the best technologies are, and then I would submit that we go forward with those technologies, doing our very best to use them as responsibly as we possibly can. What do you think of that idea?
Well, and let's just imagine, Sam, that we had no government interference in that market. And then, you know, the coal guys, the gas guys, the solar guys, the wind power guys, the, you know, just go on and on with, I mean, wood.
With all kinds of cool alternatives, right?
Considered or whatever. All these things could compete and try to basically be the best, right?
I would love that.
I mean, that'd be incredible.
In fact, if that was the case, Kurt, I might even have some solar panels by now, buddy.
That's right. Exactly. Or whatever was the best, you know?
Sure.
That you chose to do.
That's why I say I might, meaning I'll embrace them and whatever the best.
You're pro-choice.
Yeah, well, absolutely. But I'm not pro-death. That's for sure.
That's right.
But, Kurt, how are your solar panels doing? You saving all kinds of cash?
You know, so far, the main thing that I'm seeing is that, you know, it does save me on my payments that I would normally be just paying down a rat hole, which means, you know, without anything to return for it. In other words, like if I'm paying $200 a month normally on my power bill, you know, average for the year, at least now that money and a little bit more is going to pay for the solar panels that provide the power. But I have been, in my opinion, disappointed in that, I guess you could say, that whole solar market. But I don't believe it's because of the solar. It's because of the regulation and the government involvement.
I think you're absolutely right about that.
Sad to me.
Yeah, and how much do the government subsidize that for you and your family? And then how much does the cost of it go up because of all the government? In other words, when the government buys things, Kurt, the cost goes up for everybody massively because, quote, everybody can get one mentality, right? And then the demand outstrips
supply. Yeah, just
like
education.
Yeah, exactly like that. So, you know, I don't even know what the reality is in terms of what it cost you versus what it could have cost. But all I know is this. I believe it could have been faster, cheaper, better, more efficient. The freedom way, the free market way.
That's right.
All right. Exactly. Anyway, right. I wanted to bring that up. All right. Looks like Jesse Smollett is still in the news, ladies and gentlemen.
And
this guy's a nut.
You just like it was, huh, Sam?
Yeah, pretty much.
You called it just like it is.
But not exactly, because I didn't know black people would be faking white face in this. You know what I mean? So the police say new evidence suggests Jesse Smollett orchestrated own attack. I guess there was two black guys, African-Americans. I don't know if they were putting on white face or what was going on. We'll tell you about it.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so the mainstream press in bed with the cops really are a shame. They're all in bed with Jussie Smollett, it seems to me. Police say, quote, new evidence suggests Jussie Smollett orchestrated his own attack. I told you there was something wrong with this from the beginning. The cops didn't catch it. The media didn't catch it. The cops told you that some white guys and that Jussie was credible on this. Some white guys ran around middle of the night, freezing weather, attacked this guy, put a rope around his neck, did all this stuff, yelled, "This is MAGA country, make America great again country." And it was really Donald Trump white supporters. Well, it turns out the two African-Americans brothers were helping Jussie. And I guess one of them worked with Jussie. And anyway, so now you got black folks perpetuated in the media by doing whiteface, Kurt? Is that what's going on?
Well, it looks like it, Sam, but, you know, the thing
how come no one's calling out whiteface issues here?
Yeah. Now, that's the thing you're supposed to remember is because of the past evils done by white guys, then, you know, this guy's supposed to be okay to just do whatever he does.
Well, how long will it be till the past evils of the black guys are in the mix? This is three black guys working together to try to to basically manipulate society into believing that Donald Trump, white, make America great again supporters, literally did all this stuff, and it turned out to be bogus.
Well, yeah, and my question for you is, do you think it'll get as much coverage you know, about the real truth?
No,
as it
absolutely
did about
not.
The original thing.
They have to give a little bit of coverage on this one because they've been required to eat crow so bad, so meltdown on this one. I mean, it was fake news to the nth degree. How come it took the police literally over 2 weeks to brief us on the fact that, hey, there was whiteface going on here? Right? Well, those guys took off to Africa, Kurt, and they just got back, and it took them a while to interview them. And you're going, wait a minute. When Jussie says this, and then Jussie gives you redacted phone records to the cops, and then Jussie's two buddies are gone to Africa conveniently, and all that, at some point, there's no video evidence of this stuff at all. At some point, you start to say things just aren't adding up. They should have come to the conclusion way faster, but they wanted the narrative to be pushed that, you know what, white, make America great again, Donald Trump supporters are just evil. And look at the poor victim. They wanted to tell that story so bad, Kurt, they just couldn't handle the truth. Anyway, it turns out not only did Jussie Smollett lie, most likely, not only did Jussie Smollett fake the whole story, not only did Jussie Smollett talk to the cops and give a big old lie, but then Jussie Smollett gave redacted phone records to the cops. Just imagine, hey, I've been abused, I've been wronged, I have nothing to hide, and now Jussie gives redacted phone records to the cops? I mean, that's usually a government trick.
Well, it's good for the goose. So,
you know? It's very interesting. And now I guess the cops want to re-interview Jussie.
Yeah.
But you know what the attorneys are saying? Not a chance.
Yeah. Good
point. We'll keep a dialogue with you. You're not interviewing Jussie. My response is, if you have nothing to hide, Kurt, and you're telling the truth, and how dare me even question your narrative? But yet you give redacted records to the cops. You won't go in for a second discussion in an interview about the facts. The brothers are claiming they were paid off to be part of this. I mean, at some point you just go, what on earth is going on here? And I don't believe it's new evidence at all. That's what the cops are saying. But I believe they knew this all along, and they were hoping to sell the story through the media. And too many people caught on to this as a hoax. So I'm going to call this Jussie Smollett whiteface hoax, Kurt. Can I do that?
So far, Sam, you can still do that. Mm-hmm.
Jussie Smollett whiteface hoax. While I do that, Kurt's going to tell you about there's a little battle between a King Drug Pin's attorney and, what, a senator, Kurt? Is that what's going on?
That's right. It's the old Chapo War going on, baby. And what you've got, in case you're not familiar with El Chapo, ladies and gentlemen, El Chapo is the word or the name for this notorious drug kingpin that somehow has finally been caught. And he's recently been found guilty on 10 counts in New York. So I'm just surprised he was even found guilty at all. But a Texas senator, Senator Ted Cruz, who also was a former presidential candidate, has proposed the idea that they take the assets of Mr. Guzman or El Chapo and basically use that what they call about $14 billion in assets from these drug profits, that they use those to build the wall to protect America and Mexico from these illegal, these bad guys going across back and forth. He calls it the El Chapo Act. And it actually has, like letters for it that work out. So in other words, E stands for something. Let's see, what is it? It's the, anyway, the bottom line is you don't need to know that. But, here it is. Ensuring Lawful Collection of Hidden Assets to Provide Order Act. So that, if you take the first ones and you get El Chapo. And I think it's a great idea. But El Chapo's lawyer basically said, hey, look, Senator Cruz, El Chapo's not going to be handing over his assets. Now, Senator Cruz has now responded to that. And Senator Cruz says, after the lawyer for El Chapo said, here's what he said. It says, Senator Cruz surely knows that the government has seized none, not a penny of Mr. Guzman's assets, so getting him to pay for the wall is ludicrous. There's a better chance of Mr. Cruz paying for the wall. That's what the evil attorney said, at least in my opinion. Mr. Cruz responded. He says, nobody is asking for voluntary contributions. After El Chapo's 10 convictions, the DOJ or Department of Justice will begin criminal forfeiture proceedings to seize every penny of El Chapo's $14 billion in illicit fortune. My legislation would in turn use those dollars to build the wall. So the El Chapo, story continues, and maybe Sam and Mexican will pay for a lot of the wall, but I would submit that many hard-working American families, the ones that are touched by all those drugs, illegal drugs coming across the border, and all that crime and murder and death and destruction that have been part of it, will be really paying for it, and hopefully we'll have less of that in the future, right?
Well, what I don't understand is I think that Cruz has got such a phenomenal idea, and when the attorney fires back and tries to shut it down and gives attention to it, it just shows how viable and valid the proposal really is, or the attorney would just be like, whatever. Where is the Donald, Kurt?
Well, apparently there is some, report, at least I'm trying to see where it was, but where the president has said, I like that idea. I think when the president says, hey, there's lots of ways to get the money to build the wall, I'm pretty sure he's aware of this way, Sam.
I agree, and I personally think this is one of the best solutions. Because then Donald could come out and say, yeah, the Mexicans are paying for the wall, and yes, we did get ill-gotten gains that fueled this crisis in the first place. And, you know, I'm not normally an asset forfeiture guy, but when you're talking about an illegal and you're talking about a convicted felon, we're not talking about stealing people's property unrighteously or whatever you want to say. It's a different discussion. So, anyway, I bring that up just to kind of support what that effort or whatever you want to call it. All right, Louis Germent and Paul Ryan, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, it's what we thought forever, but this is the headline from Breitbart. Louis Gohmert, Paul Ryan tricked Trump to believe wall funding could not pass through GOP House. He told Breitbart News that the former House Speaker tricked President Donald Trump into believing a spending bill with wall funding couldn't pass through the House of Representatives. And, you know, he basically, that's what Gohmert says, is that that between McConnell and Ryan, you have deceptive leadership, or you have basically guys who control what was going on, and they stabbed the president in the back, basically. So, but this is nothing new, right, Sam? I mean,
yeah, and
that
my only problem
along.
With this headline, Kurt, mm-hmm. is it makes it sound like they just did like a magic trick and got the better of him or something like that.
Yeah.
My problem with this is they literally, in my opinion, lied to the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. Now, to me, that's not just like a, oh, we tricked you, like a little kid, oh, do you know what's behind my back? Okay, it's not like that, and that's the way the headline kind of makes it sound. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be very clear about what they did, Kurt. They literally lied. They were dishonest with the President of the United States because they knew full well they could, that we would have had a different outcome had they not lied, Kurt. I don't know how
to
respond
to this.
That's the
way I see it. And, you know, this whole idea that, you know, we're told, hey, look, if you just get the right percentage of Republicans in there, you know, I mean, you got to have more than 50 in the Senate and more than, so what, 217 in the House. Well, it all depends on, number one, what kind are each one of those guys? And, you know, in the Senate, Sam, they got this weird deal that says, unless you got more than 60,
well, that's fraud too.
Get your stuff. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's basically just set up so that the insiders, the kingmen, the bad guys, basically control this program, and the good guys are just left out. You know, that's the way I see it.
I agree. What should we do about it?
McConnell are big. Well, the only hope and the only thing we can do is continue to do the best we can so that guys like, I'd say Gohmert was in that group, but like Gohmert are in there, instead of guys like McConnell and Ryan, the kingmen.
Well, and I would say that this is a dishonest lie, and I think there should be accountability for this. But the only way I know to create accountability for this is to tell the tale in the media so that most Americans can get the truth. And then it would be up to Americans next election cycle to term limit these people and say, you're gone. You know what? We don't appreciate you lying to the president of the United States because you know full well your agenda can't be come to fruition without dishonest lies. The issue is honesty, and you're out on your ear, buddy. But the only way for the American people to engage on that is for them to be able to know about it, Kurt. The only way for them to be able to know about it is guys like us. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. 2 hours of hard-hitting news, I'll tell you that right now. Thanks for being with us. Every penny you give us will be used to promote our presence in the media, to grow our presence and tell the tale of liberty. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. Live on demand. Free radio at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com is our show. LibertyNewsRadio.com is our syndicator. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.